Now, you'll know the name Bruce Pascoe. He's, of course, the author of Dark Emu and a new book, Black Duck, A Year at Yambara. And he's joined us to share an object of desire. Bruce, what is that object?
Well, I was going to talk about the tractor, the old case, which is so useful, but you couldn't say that I desire getting on that bloody thing because it's such hard work. But the object I've chosen is Nadji 4, my old fiberglass boat, which has been such a presence in my life. It's a workhorse in some ways because I get around in it on the rivers up here. Saved many houses, possibly my life, during the 2019 fires. I tow my grandchildren around on it, on a biscuit or donut or whatever they call them these days. We used to call it a tractor tyre. I fish from it. My son now has his boat license. He drives it. So the whole, that mouldy old tatty boat just holds so many family memories for me now. But it's got some horrible memories as well, going from fire to fire in it. When the roads were closed, you know, I don't like to revisit that, but when I look at the boat, I remember it. And I thank the boat for allowing that to happen, because there are people with houses now that wouldn't have them but for that boat. And I thank the boat for the quiet dawns when I've gone and caught a few bream and shared them around the town at Gypsy Point, and just those times that I've had all my life, really, just been totally silent in a boat in a remote place and just hearing the waves lick against the hull. Those things are so restorative to the soul. I don't know any better way to do it than that, to be alone in a boat, listening to the water lap at the side and just be totally immersed in the world. This last decade has been pretty hard, but they're the sort of things that salve the wound.
It sounds a beautiful boat, Bruce. And I'm curious, when did it come into your life? Is this its first address, or have you been carrying it with you for a period?
No, it had its own previous life. But my Nadji 3 came to grief. The transom was hanging off and impossible to repair. So it went as spare parts, and the bloke I sold it to had this other boat in his yard, and so I bought that. So Whitley 5.3, got a 90 horsepower motor on it, and it's, you know, I can get it up on the plane, and when the family are down, I can take it down to Mallacoot, and we can go and all that, have a cup of coffee together. And once again, I'm so aware of the boat, you know. That trip from my farm to Mallacoota by water is one of the great journeys of the world. If you ever get a chance to do it, because you go through largely untouched country. You won't see many man-made objects. You're just totally immersed in country. And I thank the boat daily. Later on today, because it's been raining, I'm going to have to go down and pump it out, but it'll be a very, very, very pleasurable half hour sitting in the boat while it pumps out. I could get a faster bilge pump, but I'm quite happy with a slow one.
There's a lesson in life. Bruce Pascoe, thank you so much. Bruce's object of desire, Nadji 4, a beautiful piece of boat.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.